Fact Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. My name is Full Metal Jackie. On the show with us once again, we have the one and only M Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's great to have you on the show. Avenged Sevenfold is going to have a huge summer, of course. You guys are going to be touring with Metallica. We've got a show at Rose Bowl Stadium Saturday, July 29th. Metallica, Avenged Sevenfold, and Gojira. I mean, not a bad way to spend the summer, right?
It's unbelievable. I love being on their schedule. You know, 2 weeks of shows and a couple weeks off. It's great.
That's awesome.
I wish we could afford to do that.
Well, let's talk about the latest Avenged Sevenfold record. It's called The Stage, and it's a pretty cerebral piece of work. What was your biggest challenge in terms of making it cohesive within the context of an album?
Oh, man. You know, to be honest, I think we were shooting for something, and I think we hit it. But at the same time, a lot of it, you know, you have to take a little step back from it, and the record's done, and you listen to it a few months later, and you can kind of see where the flaws are. But I think on this one, it did become cohesive, and I think some of that's luck, and I think some of it's just, you know, sticking with a vibe the whole time and not really worrying about, you know, saying, oh, we got to have a radio single, or we got to have this or that. We just wrote what we wanted to write, and, you know, when you're writing for 3-4 months, you know, the same sort of jam sessions, I think everything just kind of seemed to meld together and it worked. So I think a lot of it is just trying to step outside the box and just make more of an art record and make more of a statement lyrically and musically. It all followed.
M Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold with us tonight. Avenged playing with Metallica at Rose Bowl Stadium July 29th. I'll have tickets to that later on in the show. Also on the bill, Gojira. This is Stranded on Whiplash. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. M Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold is our guest on the show tonight, and we're talking about the latest Avenged album, which is called The Stage, and the way The Stage dropped, very abrupt and basically no advance notice, really went against the traditional way of releasing an album. How has that made you rethink the way you'll release music in the future?
You know, I don't know. I think we're just trying to figure out new ways to get music to people, to excite the fan base. Also, you know, people have shorter attention spans now with the way, you know, information comes and goes so quickly on the internet. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, the puzzle, you know, and one thing that we really didn't want to do was, you know, be months out and just keep releasing singles and, you know, just really just getting on people's nerves with all the promotion. So this was just another way to do it. I don't know if it was the greatest plan in the world, but I know it was a plan and it was different and it was exciting to us. You know, but I just talked to a few radio stations today, and I mean, there's radio DJs that got goddamn for the first time, and they're like, yeah, so a new record's coming out, huh? No, well, the record came out 4 months ago, and they're like, really? Why are we just getting a single now? So there's a lot of explaining to do, I guess, which is part of this Metallica tour is going to be us getting in front of the people and making our case for, hey, this is a cool record and you should check it out, or that it exists at all.
Damn, DJs, do your research. M Shadows with us. It's Full Metal Jackie on Whiplash. Still to come, music from Metallica, Anthrax. I'll have Zach Sabbath tickets, Metallica tickets, and more with M Shadows of Avenged Sevenfold. Stick around. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, M. Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold is our guest on the show tonight. Was something as ambitious as The Stage an intentional way of redefining Avenged Sevenfold in order to open doors for different projects in the future?
I don't know. Definitely not sure about different projects as, you know, with individual band members or whatever, but for us, I think we, as we've grown older, we've done, you know, a more streamlined approach to our rock and roll, I guess you'd say. And, you know, as the band has grown older, we kind of tapped into some of our, you know, more artsier sides of metal, which would, you know, listening to a lot of Tool, Gojira, Mastodon, those type of bands. And, you know, also going back to the Faith No More's and the Soundgarden's of the 90s and Alice in Chains, and there was just something more cerebral about that stuff, and it really, I guess, turned us on for this record, and it was exciting to us to kind of maybe write, you know, in Avenged Sevenfold style, but take some of those you know, melodic ideas and make something a little more cerebral and a little more something you need to think about. And so for us, it was just about going where we needed to go to feel satisfied with ourselves and feel satisfied with our art.
M. Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold with us. It's Full Metal Jackie Mudvayne on Whiplash. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie M. Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold is our guest on the show this evening. And talking about this upcoming Metallica tour this summer, obviously, does not suck to go on an arena tour or a stadium tour, rather, with Metallica for this summer. What makes Avenged Sevenfold such a good match for stadium shows with Metallica?
You know, I'm not really sure. I think when we played shows with Metallica, you know, like 10, 12 years ago when we first started playing, we just weren't ready for it. It's a lot to take in. You know, you can have all the songs on the radio you want, and you can have all the records under your belt you want, but until you've been playing a long time and you feel comfortable in your own skin to go up there and also to be able to take a step back and know that these aren't necessarily all your fans. These are, you know, if we were to go do a tour, there wouldn't be, you know, even a quarter of the amount of people that are going to be at these shows. There's going to be 60, 70,000 people at some of these shows. So for us, we're at a place now where we feel comfortable with our music, feel comfortable with our, you know, in our own skin. And we also feel very confident with the product that we're putting out there. So I think, you know, we're in a much different place now. And I think Metallica knows that. They gave us a call and they know that we're, you know, we're up for the challenge, because it is a challenge. You know, you're walking out there playing in a stadium is a lot different than playing in an arena. Everything sounds different. It feels different. It's very open. And it's just a different vibe. So I think we're the right guys for it right now, because we've been doing this, you know, been playing arenas for the last 10 years or so. And I think, you know, we have some experience in Europe doing the big festivals. And I think, you know, we can pull it off and give the fans a great show before Metallica gets out there. And I think that's what Lars and the guys wanted. That's why we got the call.
Full Metal Jackie M. Shadows with us. Coming up, Metallica tickets, music from Anthrax, plus a salute to a great album that came out 21 years ago today. The Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie M. Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold on the show tonight. The latest Avenged Sevenfold record is called The Stage, and it contains some enormous ideas. How will you use the enormous size of Metallica's stadium stages to best present the concepts and ideas of the album?
Well, that's going to be a tough one. You know, the reality is we built our whole stage set for arenas. And if you think about it, arenas have a, you know, a ceiling where most of these stadiums don't have, you know, they're open air. They don't have ceilings. And so we basically can't bring our stage stuff. So what we're trying to do is a less is more approach. We don't want to sit up there and try to pack as much as we can onto the stage, and then Metallica comes out on a 120-foot stage, you know, and just makes everything we did just look really weak. So we're going to try to keep it very bare bones, bring out some pyro, big pyro looks, and just keep it very clean on the stage. And our mission on this tour is to go win people over with energy and execution. And then next year in January, when we launch our Stage World Tour, we'll bring out all the bells and whistles. But for this thing, it's going to be about energy and connecting with the audience.
M. Shadows with us. Avenged Sevenfold playing with Metallica on July 29th. Rose Bowl Stadium with Gojira. Those tickets are on sale. Call us right now, 800-955-KLOS. Set you up with tickets to the show, along with a copy of the new Avenged Sevenfold album, The Stage. Tickets furnished by Live Nation, album furnished by Capitol Records. From The Stage, this is Goddamn Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie M. Shadows with us. Avenged Sevenfold is very much at the forefront of current contemporary hard rock and metal. Where do you hope your band can guide the genre moving forward?
Man, I hope we can encourage people to take risks, you know, and do things that are a little bit more outside the box. There's a lot of pop artists and hip-hop artists and country artists that take a lot of risks, and people enjoy that about them. They enjoy being kind of thrown off kilter, and, you know, it doesn't go as well as the rock genre. It doesn't happen as frequently in the rock genre. We just want people to take risks and make the genre relevant. You know, it's sad when the most relevant bands in the genre are all in their 50s or 60s or even 70s. You know, these rock bands that are doing the huge shows, and no one has really come up and taken the reins because, you know, people are very stuck in their ways with the rock genre. And so we hope the new bands come up and just do their own thing, you know. And they also, you know, one thing that I'm seeing all the time is just like this EDM influence in rock. And it's kind of discouraging because EDM is its own kind of music. It's, you know, it is what it is. And you're not going to get those kids that listen to DJs, they listen to rock because you put an EDM breakdown in your song. I just want people to stop following those trends and try to make the genre stand on its own and make it exciting again.
Full Metal Jackie, we've got M Shadows with us. You can see Avenged Sevenfold on tour this summer with Metallica. We've got the Rose Bowl Stadium show here Saturday, July 29th. Metallica, Avenged Sevenfold, and Gojira. Do not miss this show. I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show again.
Thanks. I hope you feel better.
Thank you. It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging. I promise I'll sound better and not sick next week. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. Hit me up on Twitter at Full Metal Jackie. Fraser Smith is coming up next. I'm going to leave you off with Pantera. 21 years ago today, they released their most abrasive album, The Great Southern Trendkill. Came off more like a cry for help that revealed the turmoil eating the band from within. It's Whiplash on KLOS. See ya.